The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis explains that which we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah stated, "V'lo yikonetz lahar habayis b'makloi," a person should not go onto the har habayis with his stick, uva manole, with his shoes, uva pundase, with his money belt, uva avak shal raglov, and the dirt on his feet. "V'lo yasenu kapandri," he should not make a shortcut in the har habayis. On this, we find on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Hanichnas the Beis HaKnesses, Amenash Shaloi LaSoise Kapandria, Mutu LaSoise Kapandria. The same halach of not taking a shortcut through the Har Bais applies to a Beis HaKnesses, to a Shul. However, Rab Nachman, in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, gives a dispensation. If someone went into a Shul to daven for a Dvar Mitzvah, and he's there anyway, and now he wants to use the Beis HaMedrash as a shortcut to proceed from the other side of the Beis HaKnesses, Mutter LaSoyes HaKapandria. His intention in entering the Beis HaKnesses was not to make it a Kapandria. It was for a different reason, for a Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore he is allowed to use it as a shortcut. Rav Avua Omar, Im Hoya Shvil Mikari Mutter. Rav Avua gives another heter in this Isser of making a Beis HaKnesses into a Kapandria, and that is that if prior to the Shul being built on that spot, it had served as a passageway, as a path, he is allowed, now that the Beis HaKnesses was built, he's allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut. Amar Rav Chelva, Amar Rav Huna, Hanichlas the Beis HaKnesses l'spalel, if somebody goes into the Beis HaKnesses to daven, Mutter LaSoyes HaKapandria, he's allowed to make it into a shortcut. And on this, Rav Chelva, in the name of Rav Huna, brings a pasuk in Yecheskel Mem Vav, Ubevoi Am Ha'aretz Lifnei Hashem B'moy Adem, when Klal Yisrael came to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tovim. The pasuk continues, Habo Der of Shart Sofon, the one who would enter through the northern gate, Leishtachavois, to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzeh Der of Shar Negev, he would go out through the southern gate. So we see that if the Kavana is to be Mispalel, it is permitted to use the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut. We find further a Gemara Megillah, Dav Chav Ches Amid Aleph, that one is not allowed to use a shul to protect himself from the elements. Tana Rabbanan, Batek Nesiyos, Ein Noyegin Ben Kalus Reish, Ein Oichlem Ben Ben Shais Ben, a person is not allowed to treat the Batek Nesiyos with not proper respect and do activities there that are not becoming to a Beis HaKnesses, or to eat there, or to drink there. Vein Metalin Bohen, and one should not take a walk through a Beis HaKnesses. Ve'ein nichnasim b'ven b'cham b'nei acham b'gsham b'nei acham. And one should not enter a Beis HaKnesses because it's a very hot day. The sun is beating down on the person. He wants to have some refuge from the beating down sun. Or it is stormy weather. It's raining. And he wants to enter the shul because of rain. He is prohibited from doing so. We find another Gemara in Megillah, Dav Chav Ches Amid Beis, concerning whether someone is allowed to call his friend out from the Beis HaKnesses. He was told that he could find his friend in the Beis HaKnesses, and he's looking for his friend. Whether he's allowed to call him out or not. Amar Le Rav Acha Bered Rav Rav Ashi, I Itzrich Le Inish Le Mikri Gavra Mi Beik Nishta Mai. What is the halacha? Can I call my friend out from the shul? Amar Le. So he answered, he can go into the shul, and if he is a Talmud Chacham, he can learn a halacha, v'tanahu, if he's someone, perhaps, who's not learning Gemara yet, he's only learning Mishnayis, let him say Mishnayis, v'krahu, if he's only on the level of learning Chumash, v'iloi, And if he is an unlearned person, then let him go over to a boy who's learning in the cheder and let him ask him, tell me over your pasuk. So in other words, if he learns Torah, he is allowed to call out his friend from the Beis HaKnesses. Inami, nishe portu v'nekem. Or he doesn't have to learn Torah. He should just sit in the Beis HaKnesses. And after he sits there for some time, then he can go and call his friend out from the Beis HaKnesses. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, a yishem ma'at, or he stays a little bit in the shul, before he calls out his friend, and then he leaves the shul. Yeshiva b'hem mitzvah, just sitting in a shul, that itself, even if a person's not Isaac in tefillah, or in davening, it is a mitzvah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Perik, Pei Dalet Pasuk He, which we say every day, three times a day in davening, Ashrei Yoishrei Veisecha, praiseworthy are those who sit in your house, in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Beis HaKnesses. The Orach HaShulchan in Siman Kufnan Aleph there is Moisev. Vishir HaYeshiva Kedei Hiluch Shnei Pesachim K'moy Shekasa B'Siman Tzadik. Just like we find in Siman Tzadik, the shir of entering into a shul of two doors, so too the amount of time that a person has to sit in the Beis HaKnesses is the amount of time it takes to go through the two doorways entering into a Beis HaKnesses. However, the Ramah there in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph tells us, V'lav Davki Yeshiva. V'hu Adin Amida. This is said by the Bach there. The Bach says that not necessarily that you have to actually sit there, but even standing is fine. The yeshiva hu loshen akava. When we speak about Ashrei Yoishrei Veisecha, and that there is a mitzvah, as the Mechaber said, Shai yeshiva ben mitzvah, it doesn't necessarily mean sitting. The Bach brings a raya from a psukim that just having a person stay in one place is also considered yeshiva, and therefore if a person remains in the Beis HaKnesses even without sitting down, that's sufficient, and then he can go and call his chaver out from the Beis HaKnesses. So we see a special heter in calling your friend out from the Beis HaKnesses by either learning or sitting or just standing there, remaining in your place, and not moving around freely for a short amount of time. That itself is a mitzvah, and then you can go and call your friend. The question is this heter of learning or waiting in the Beis HaMedrash, is that a heter also for the other Yisurim that we saw? We saw the Yisur and the Gemara Megillah from entering into Beis HaKnesses because of the elements, because of the Chama or the Gshamim. Would it be a heter to say a Pasuk? Or would it be a heter to say a Pasuk and then use it as a shortcut? Now, we do find in the Magen Avraham, in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Hei, that the Magen Avraham says, V'zeh l'shoyne, v'tzorach loyimer d'hachi kamar, k'she nichnas l'hispalel, afilu kivin gamkein l'katzer d'arkoi shori. The Magen Avraham gives a heter that if a person has two kavanas in mind, one kavana is to daven, and the other kavana is to use it as a shortcut, that since, after all, he has kavana to daven, then it doesn't matter that at the same time he's thinking that it will help him as a shortcut. But the question is, what happens if he just wants to enter the Beis HaKnesses to shorten his way or to protect himself from the elements? Is it sufficient by saying a pasuk? So on this, we have actually a three-way machlokas. First, we have two extreme shitas from one end to the other, and then we have the Mishnah Berurah that goes in the middle. The Orach HaShulchan on one side in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Katan Dalet says that the heter of saying a pasuk is not only for kapandria, but even for going in for the elements. The Or Sameach in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud tells us that both are prohibited. Not only to go in for the elements and to say a pasuk is aser, but even to go into the shul because of a shortcut is also usher, even if the person says a pasuk. However, the Mishnah Brura is mechalik between going in for the elements and for a shortcut. For a shortcut, the Biur Halach and Simen Kuf Nun Aleph Divrei Maschil La Soy Soy Derech says that it's mutter to make a pandria if a person says Torah first, he says a pasuk. However, in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkat and Dalid, the Mishnah Brura paskins that it is not sufficient to say a pasuk to enter a shul because of the elements. And the question is, why does the Mishnah Brura find a chiluk between entering a shul because of a shortcut or entering a shul because of the elements, that by a shortcut saying a pasuk is permitted and by the elements it's not permitted? On this, Harava Goin Rav Gershon Hager Shlita in the Kuntres Mili Debei Knishta Amud Pei Gimel wants to give a fundamental chiluk between entering a shul because of a shortcut or entering a shul because of the elements. And he says, let us analyze the words of Rav Avua, which we mentioned before. Rav Avua permits to make a basic knesset, a kapandria, if there was a shvil mikor, if there was a path there before. Now let's think for a moment, says Rav Hager. What happens if on the place where the shul is now, there was a plain building, a house? They knocked down the house, and they put in its stead the basic knesset. Would we say the same heter of shvil? That just like you have a shvil before, and now you have a shul, you could use the shul as a shortcut. So too, if you had a house before, and you knocked down the house, and you put up a shul, you can use the shul as a shortcut. Says Rav Hager that it's a dover pashit, that in the second case that we mentioned, concerning the house, it would not be permitted. And what is the nafka minna between the two? The nafka minna is that when a person goes into a shul to save himself from the elements, then he is using the actual binyan of the base HaKnesses, and therefore it is usher, unless he has no other regular house to use because of the elements, then according to the Mishnah Brura, it would be permitted. It's only usher if there's another house available, so go use that house. Don't use the basic nesses. If you have another house available and you're using the basic nesses, so then you're definitely being mishtamish with the binyan of the basic nesses, and that is prohibited. And that would be prohibited even if on the place of the basic nesses there was a house previously, which you knocked down and built the shul. But the point is that you need a building. And instead of using a nearby house, you're using this shul, that is prohibited. Mashiach came if a person is trying to use a shortcut. And in the place of the base of a Knesset, there used to be a path. And now, as far as he's concerned, it would be much better for him if there would not be a basic Knesset here, if he could go on the original path. So therefore, that's not considered a hishamshus of the basic Knesset. The basic Knesset actually is being mafriya him. It's disturbing his uncumbered walk that he used to take through the path. Therefore, it's not called an hishamshus with the binyan of the basic Knesset to the extent as the ishtamshish of the basic knesses when he's there because of the elements, and therefore, according to the Mishnah Brura, it's mutter by saying a pasuk. A pasuk will not help by the elements, because that's a real ishtamshish of the shul. However, a pasuk will help where it's not a real ishtamshish of the shul, for example, kapandria, in a place where there used to be a path. In summation, bekitzer, it comes out as follows. According to the Magen Avraham, to enter a shul to daven and to make a kapandria is mutter. To call your friend, it's mutter by saying a pasuk or by sitting down in the shul or by waiting in the shul. And the chayr, the svor of this is because by calling out your friend from the shul, that's not considered a ishtamshus of the shul for chol purposes, except you normally shouldn't go into a shul except if you're going in for a dvar mitzvah. And for that, it's enough if you say a pasuk or you sit down there, ashrei yoshrei v'secha. And therefore, to call a chaver from the shul, al yidei an amira of a pasuk or shia in the makom kadosh, that is enough and you're allowed to do it. To make a kapandria, does it help to say a pasuk? So on this, we had a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Or Samech. According to the Or Samech, it's usur, and the Or Samech even says another chiddush, that if you went in to call your friend and you said a pasuk, but you still then can't turn around and use it as a kapandria, that's considered using the shul for a chol hishtamshus. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's mutter, because that's not considered hishtamshus in the binyan. Adarabe, like Rav Hager explained, that it would be better for you if the binyan would not be there. It would be better if the original path was there. Mashiach came by the Chamo case, there you're having hishtamshus from the etzem binyan to save you from the elements. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Or Samech hold that a pasuk would not help for saving yourself from the elements. However, the Or HaShulchan is the most makel, and he's of the opinion that a pasuk helps to call out a chaver, a pasuk helps to use as a kapandria, and a pasuk even helps to save yourself from the elements. And the swore of the Aruch HaShulchan is that it's not so nicker that you're going in to save yourself from the elements, because you are also saying a pasuk. The Kes of Mishnah in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches brings down that Rav Avuha says im ho yishul mikor mutter. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Hanichas beis chnesh shloim anas lasoyse kapandria mutter lasoyse kapandria." Says the Kesef Mishnah on these halachas which we learned before. V'lo yadati loma hishbet Rabbeinu kolze. Why didn't the Rambam bring these heterim down? And he adds, "The hasam lekam on the polygalai." Nobody even argues on these shitas. So why didn't the Rambam paskin like that? Says the Kesef Mishnah of Efsher she'afal bishamutter. Even though there is a heter, Ein Roy Laskin. It's not proper to do it, because we find in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Rav Elazar ben Shemua said, "Miyamai lo yasisi kapandria lebeis haknesses," and it seems that he didn't use the beis haknesses as a shortcut, even where there are a teirim, even if there was a. Your kavana was not to make it a kapandria, and then you were sitting there anyway, and you decided then to make it a kapandria. And if there was shvil mikaroi, which is normally mutter, but the Rambam didn't want to bring it because Rav Elazar ben Shemua held that it's a, let's say, a midas de chasidus, not to use a shul at any time for a kapandria, even when there would be a heter. The bir halacha adds that although the lashon of the Rambam is kishe nichnas boi lespal mutter lemisha nichnas bepesach zeh lotzeis bepesach acher, that there is a heter based on the pasuk that we brought at the beginning of the year, that we find that when they went up to be mishtachaveh in the Beis Hamikdash, they went in from one side. The pasuk in Yecheskel Memvav bevoyam oratz lefnei Hashem b'moy adim abod derech shar tzofen lishtachaveh yotzo derech shar Negev, and the lashon, in fact, of Rav Chelboy in the Gemara is mutter lasoisei kapandria. However, the Bir Halacha says that not only is it mutter, but it's mitzvah. The Achronim say that it's considered a mitzvah to go in if a person is going there to daven. It's a mitzvah to go in from one side and go out the other. And the Ran in Megillah gives a swara that this shows chavivas, that you're mechavev this makom, that you're going from one side of this shul to the other side. You want to encompass the entire shul in your love for this makom kadosh. Not only is it a heter, but it's even a mitzvah. And one final interesting machlokes between the Mishnah Brura and the Prima Gadim, the Bir Halacha writes that Ve'im Hayaholech L'dvar Mitzvah Efshar Deshari. If you want to use the shul as a shortcut because you want to use a shortcut in order to do a mitzvah outside of the shul on the other side of the shul, perhaps it's mutter to use it as a kapandria. However, the Prima Gadim disagrees. Ve'loi Nehira. From Midivrei Rambam in Raya Lahokol, the Rambam Mairi da Knesil Beis Haknesses Hoya Bishvil Dvar Mitzvah. The Rambam that's Mekel is Mekel because going into the shul was for a mitzvah in the shul. You're going into Davin, you're going in for a Bris Milah, Pidgin Aben. There's a mitzvah that you're going to in the shul. So then, once you're there, it's mutter to use it as a shortcut. However, if the only way that you could do the mitzvah is to go into the shul, then once you're there, you could, the Rambam says, you can already use the shul as a shortcut. But here, the mitzvah is outside the shul. You're going through the shul for the whole purpose of a shortcut to a mitzvah, which you can get to the mitzvah by going around the shul. There, the Prima Gadim disagrees with the Bir Halacha, and the Prima Gadim is of the opinion that one is usher in that case to make a kapandria in a shul to get to a mitzvah that is on the other side of the shul, outside of the shul.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.